y'all sit on down. That's what I want to talk about. Reverence the sacred. Should wear it. Some of us in here remember when we were growing up, we had this thing in the church called the BTU. And then talk back to me if you can. I think we still got a few of us around that know about the BTU. The Baptist Training Union. Worst thing ever happened to the church. We got rid of the BTU. The Baptist Training Union. Come on and help me, Sister Edwards. Amen. I say the Baptist Training Union. See, at the Baptist Training Union, it taught you etiquettes about how you conduct yourself when you go to the church. We didn't have all this walking and everything going around in the church. I don't understand how people won't go to the track, but they'll come to the church and do all this walking around. Amen, somebody. Won't squat, won't do a push-up, won't do no crutches, but we'll come to the church and we'll do all this exercise. And they ain't losing no weight. Amen, somebody.
All right, now. Come on, now.
One of the worst things ever happened to the church, we got away from the Baptist Training Union. How you conduct yourself at church house. Today, anything goes at church.
Say it, preacher.
Come looking any kind of way. We ought to have respect. That's a synonym for the word reverence. Show some respect for the sanctuary. And let me just drop this off. Usher, you can have your seat. Thank you for your service. And let me just drop this off. With all this turmoil that we see going on in our country, a lot of it comes from we don't have what this famous singer said, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, for one another. Heard a fella talk about people mamas on last week.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he did.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Sounds of so-and-so. See, when I was growing up, those were fighting words when we started talking about somebody's mama.
Yeah.
Have I got a witness in here? I'm not trying to start no stuff, but I'm just telling you that the age I grew up in, you talk about somebody's mama. We didn't care nothing about the police. Have I got a witness in here? Here's why I'm preaching this sermon. Reverence the sanctuary. On last Sunday, individual by the name of Emmanuel Sanchez went to the Burnett Chapel Church of Christ in Antioch, Tennessee.
My God.
Pulled into the church's parking lot in a blue SUV. Waited there for several minutes before church let out. And shot and killed one of the members in the parking lot. So ghastly was his act, he was shot the lady in her face. He was carrying two pistols. Samson then entered the church through the sanctuary's main door and began indiscriminately just shooting. About 50 people were inside of the church. The church usher saw the shooting and confronted Samson. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for good ushers.
Amen. Amen.
On the fourth Sunday this month, we're going to celebrate our ushers. Thank God for having good ushers. Rather than run out the door, this particular usher confronted the problem in the church. We ought to be thankful for ushers. And even today, our ushers should confront those who come to church with bad motives.
Come on now.
We ought to have ushers that tell people, put a smile on your face before you come into the sanctuary, for you're standing on holy ground.
That's right.
Come on now.
Samson pistol whipped the usher and accidentally shot himself. But God is able that when you're in trouble, anybody know God will show up in the midst of your storm? Anybody here ever been in some trouble? Didn't know how you were going to get out of your trouble? Come on and help me. Don't worry about who's looking at you. Get your praise on while you can. You see, more people get blessed if you tell them what God has taken you through and what God has delivered you from. Won't God show up and won't he show out?
Yeah.
Listen, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I don't care if you don't like me. I serve a God that is always taking care of me.
Say it,
from
preacher.
The rising of the sun into the
Come
going
on.
Down of the same. His name is worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
For all he's done in my life. He pistol whipped the usher. And the usher, thanks be to God, went to his car and got his gun. Then drove off, but came back. Amen, somebody. He wasn't thinking about like you and I. He wasn't thinking about self. yourself, let me tell you something. You better learn to be nice to people. You better learn to stop thinking about yourself and start thinking about somebody else.
Yeah.
Anybody can live a little while to where what goes around come around. And the usher came back in the church and confronted Samson until the police got there. Amen. I need to drop this off. I said it on last Wednesday that I'm probably going to take the ushers out. Amen. Because y'all might be packing in here. Amen. If I start telling my ushers and start saying to the ushers, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, anything I can do for you? Ushers got real quiet on that. But let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Six people, ranging in age from 64 to 84, were wounded by gunfire. And here's the interesting thing about this tragic event. Samson used to go to the church. You know, let me say this and write this down. I wouldn't sit in the church and never got anything out of the message.
Yeah.
When you come to church, you ought to come.
Yes, sir.
Ready to worship God, praise God, and get something out of the sermon. People had commented that they didn't know it was him because he wore a mask into the church.
Mm.
But you can cover up, but God knows who you are.
Yeah, yeah, he do.
And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Yeah.
Here's some of the other reasons why I'm preaching this sermon. When I look around our society, I see people who have no respect for the house of God.
Yes, yeah.
The house of prayer. The sanctuary. And in today's times, people come to the church looking any kind of way. Watch this, with no reverence for the house of God, the sanctuary. Let me be clear right here that a person does not have to get all dressed up, hear me good now, to go to church. Amen, somebody.
Yeah.
A person can dress casually if he or she wants to and come to church. Are you with me so far?
Yes, sir.
I believe that as long as a person is covered up and not exposing him or herself, then you are all right with me. Amen, somebody. Don't go out and say, Pastor Hall, won't you come in blue bonnet dresses and everything of that nature. As long as you covered up, you fine with me. But let me say this. I wouldn't give the world my best and then come to God's house looking any kind of way.
Come on now.
Come on, I wish I had somebody who's ever been out in here. When I used to go out, I used to put on my best clothes. I'd get them out of the cleaners.
Yeah.
Amen. I make sure I look in the mirror. Come on and talk to me. I know you in here.
Yeah.
Women, y'all ought to help me with this thing. And y'all know what to wear on Wednesday and especially on Friday and Saturday night. Listen to me. I wouldn't give the world my best.
That's right.
And come to God's house and give him less than my best. Am I right about it? Let me say that a different way. I wouldn't dress up in the world at bars, at clubs, at work on dates, at parties, and then come to God's house looking any kind of way.
Mm.
And not only do people look any kind of way when they come to church, they even act any kind of way when they come to the church.
Set it up.
When we come to church, there's only one reason we come into church. We're not coming to look for anybody.
Mm.
You may come to church looking for a boyfriend or a girlfriend, but that's not why we are here. And by the way, if that's what you come from, come forth, baby. You in the wrong place. We came here to praise God. I don't know about you. But I continue to teach all of us. Listen, all of us in here can look good and try to look good like we fooling each other. But you just don't know the hell I went through last week. And I need to hear a word from on high come Sunday morning.
Yeah.
When I leave church on Sunday, it don't come Monday, come Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm getting weak along the way. But I need somebody on Sunday to be praying to make it to the church house. I need somebody praying for me.
Somebody.
That I will experience a breakthrough in my life will be changed. And when we come here, we ought to be engaged in corporate prayer and praying one for another.
Yes, sir.
People should understand that when you come to church, you're in God's house.
Yes, sir.
We're in God's presence. And you are not at the park or at the bar.
All right.
Do I have any witnesses in here?
Yeah.
I wish the church was full today so people could hear this powerful message.
Yes, sir.
So people, we can get back to what we used to understand about the house of prayer.
Yeah.
About praising and worshiping God. And not coming to soul training, coming to impress somebody with what we have on.
My God.
We see you, but we didn't come looking for you.
That's
you
right.
Came for God.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I right about it? This is why people do what they do, and act the way they do because they refuse to come to church and be taught the proper way to conduct themselves in the church. What am I saying today? Today, there is no longer any reverence for the sanctuary.
My God.
This very place where we are today. Because people have refused to be taught the very word of God. And when I say sanctuary, listen to me, I'm also talking about the funeral home. I'm very observant when I go into a church and in my daily dealings. And even when I go to the funeral home. And here's one of the things that I've noticed about the change in times, or the times in which we're living in. Today, people will come to church smelling just like reefer. Mm. Just finished rolling a blunt and smoking it.
Yep, right.
Y'all know what blunts are, don't you? I'm kind of quiet. I say, y'all know what blunts are. Come on and talk back to me if you can. Oh, y'all don't? Swish in my. Garcia and Vega. Now somebody may get that thing twisted, but let me say this. We want you to come. Because the church, watch this, is a hospital. We're here to help those who have lost their way. We're here to help those who are less fortunate than ourselves. All of us in here haven't always been saved.
Yes, sir.
Some of us in here don't mind testifying and waving our hands. That if it had not been for the Lord, who was on my side, where would I be? I had always been saying, I didn't always talk like I'm talking now. Well, I cuss you out going down Hillsborough, come up 40th Street and cuss you out some more and have some more compound words left. But thanks be to God. Do I have anybody here who know what I'm talking about? Is anybody here who's glad that the Lord found you in the muck in my clay?
Yeah.
You all turned around and placed your feet on solid ground.
Yeah.
But we ought to have respect before we come to God's house. At least have some nerve to clean yourself up. Am I right about it?
Right about it.
People come to the church smelling just like beer and alcohol, whiskey and brown liquor. People come to the church like they're going to the beach. People go to funeral homes and homegoing celebrations with club wear on and wearing move something dresses. Man, y'all mighty quiet on that one. I know y'all know what a move something dress is. Come on, help me rap for you. Can I just keep it 100? I'm not making this up. I'm telling you what I have seen. I sat in a funeral and watched a lady come in a move something dress on. Middle of her thigh, no stockings on. And in order to go sit down in front of some men. Do I have any real men in here? And watch this, and I've seen this. People will go to the funeral homes, churches and funeral homes, wearing shorts, shades, and hats, and won't even take off their hat or shades in the sanctuary or inside the funeral home. You see, when I was growing up, the funeral home was just like it was at the church.
Yeah, it was.
Amen, somebody. When I was growing up, all these things were off limits. We dressed up when we went to the church and when we went to the funeral home. In fact, when I was working on my sermon this morning and reviewing, I even remember getting dressed up when we went to the cemetery. We couldn't point in the cemetery. Come on, do I have any witnesses in here? You had to watch where you was walking when you was at the cemetery. Don't you stand on that person's grave. So when Sunday came and we went to the sanctuary, we dressed up to go to church. Do I have anybody who know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Perhaps you've always wondered, why do black folks get dressed up? I know a lot of times those who are of non-color will ask, black folks, they sure get dressed up to go to church.
Don't do it.
Let me give you a quick history lesson on why black folks, we dress up when we go to the church.
All right.
I know we're living in this new age, and we got a younger generation coming behind us, but let us give you a little history lesson on why we get dressed up like we do.
All right.
You see, there was a time when black folks didn't have anything.
Yeah.
Am I right about it? There was a time when the only thing we had was the Lord, and the Lord was on our side. Do I have anybody who knows what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The only reason black folk got anything now is because of the goodness and mercy and grace of God. We didn't have anything, but it was nobody but the Lord that brought us where we are right now. And so came on Sunday morning, we put on our very best.
Oh, yeah.
I need some help right here.
All right.
We may not have had much, it may not have been made grand, but what we had, it was all. It may not have been Calvin Klein or any of those high popular names, Polo, Ralph Lauren, any of those things, but it sure was all. And before you got your behind, you left your behind from the house, mama made sure you was clean.
Yeah.
It may not have been name brand, but you was dressed up and you was clean when you went back to the church.
Yeah.
See, when I was growing up, we were taught reverence for anything related to God. And that especially pertains to the churches, the sanctuary, and even the funeral home. What is reverence for God? Watch this. Latin, reverentia. Read again. In response, verere, to fear, to respect, and it means the respect and honor due a person, as well as the worship that is due unto God.
Yes, sir.
Shouldn't you reverence God for all that He brought you from?
Yeah.
For all that He's done in your life. And the nerve to stay home and say, I'm going to the Buccaneer game, rather than go give God some praise.
Come on now.
I'm glad that God is my coach, and not only my coach, I'm glad He's my Savior. Because every time He's been on my side, I've always come out a winner.
Yeah.
Something has happened down through the years to cause a lack of reverence for the sanctuary. Am I right about it? In the house of God. Well, what has happened, preacher? The rise of political correctness. Don't say anything to him or her. Just let it slide and let it go. Well, Pastor Hall, what should we understand about the sanctuary? Here it is. The sanctuary is a sacred place of resort, a place you can go to, and it is a place for worship.
Yeah.
If you come into church for anything other than to worship God, you got this thing all the way wrong.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
We
yes,
came to praise Him and lift His name. We don't care nothing about you and how you look and what you got on and what you drive. We came to praise God because God has been too good for us to sit down on Him and act like we don't have anything to praise God about. Anybody in here was outside last night. God kept you all night long. And I don't blame you. I wouldn't stand up either if He never did anything for me. When I look back over my 50 years of living, the Lord is always, He's always taking care of me. When I've been in trouble, He's always showed up and showed out and brought me from a mighty long way. Watch this. The sanctuary is the place set aside as sacred and holy, especially a place of worship.
Yeah.
Watch this. When you go to the church, and we've seen this around our property, don't you throw no beer can.
Come on now.
Don't you throw trash on the church ground.
That's right. That's right.
Am I right about it?
Right.
Where my help at? Where my old school people here?
Yep.
That trash, you better put it in your pocket.
Yeah, but yeah.
Put gum under the pew. You better swallow it.
Yep.
Let me show you how powerful reverence is for the sanctuary. There is this thing called the rite of sanctuary, which comes from the Roman law of the 4th century, that a criminal may claim protection, watch this here, in a sacred place or a house of worship. Haven't you heard these sanctuary cities that are springing up? That's where this comes from.
Yeah.
That if I can just make it to the church.
Yeah. To the church.
If a criminal can just make it to the church, the police got to hold up.
Hold up.
Because don't you go into God's house acting in any kind of way.
Yeah.
See, we need to hit rewind. A lot of Christians need to understand this about church. Don't you come up to the church with your eyes all rolled, your neck stuck all out, and giving us some neck action in here like you're going to do something. Baby, you standing on holy ground. Don't you dare come up in here with no attitude. Because I know somebody that specializes in fixing and rearranging and changing stony hearts and fixing bad attitudes.
Yes.
I wish I had a Bible style right here.
Come on.
Didn't Paul go to church when he had a bad attitude on the road? He said, let me knock you down.
Yes.
And turn you around and place you on the right road.
Yes.
There are two things we should understand about the sanctuary when I get ready to close. The sanctuary, one, it's a holy place. I want you to understand that. The church is what? It's a holy place.
Yeah.
The sanctuary is an area in the church where worship takes place.
Yeah.
That's what happens in here. Worship takes place in here. And in our text, the book of Leviticus teaches us what we should learn about reverence for the sanctuary.
Yeah.
This book of Leviticus received its name from the Septuagint.
Yes.
The Greek translation of the Old Testament. And it means relating to the Levites. Leviticus does not deal only with the special duties of the Levites.
Yeah.
But it is so named because it concerns mainly the service of worship at the tabernacle, the place of worship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch this. The book of Exodus gave direction for building the tabernacle. And now the book of Leviticus gives the laws and regulations for worship inside the tabernacle.
All right.
The main thought of the book of Leviticus is holiness.
Yeah.
The holiness of God and man. What is holiness? Holiness means you're set apart. If you've been born again, the people ought to see the Jesus in you.
Yeah.
Watch this, and I keep saying this. If you've been born again, you've been saved, your cussing should be going up.
That's right.
Your cussing should come down.
Yeah.
Why? You've been set apart. You wonder when somebody go off on you, why you can't go off on them? Because you've been set apart. You're saved, holy, sanctified, set apart. I know sometimes people will get on your last nerve. I didn't know that, Pastor, because sometimes people get on my last nerve. But even in the midst of getting on our last nerve, that don't mean we stoop down to somebody's level.
That's right.
And revert back to the old us. How many people here know that if it wasn't for the Lord, you would go back to your old self? Three additional things coming out of the book of Leviticus. One, write this down. God is awesome and holy. Anybody here know that God is awesome? And then the Lord holy. Have you ever just about been down and out? I mean, nothing is going right in your life.
Yes.
But then God shows up. That's God's awesomeness right there. Have you ever been sick in your own body? And if you haven't, then I say you just keep on living. Have you ever had a relative or a close family member or a friend been sick? And you pray for them, or somebody pray for them, and then God showed up and said, hey, this thing is all healed right here. That's God's awesomeness right there. Secondly, the great divide between God's holiness and human sinfulness can only be bridged by God. Thirdly, God sets forth requirements that must be met for sinful humans, you and I, to have fellowship with him. Listen, if you were in sin, you can't expect God to hang out with you.
That's right.
If we want true fellowship with God, we have to learn to be holy, for God is holy.
Yeah.
Who is your role model? God is my role model.
Mm.
Jesus is my role model. I want to be more like him every day that I get up. Amen. And every day he let me live, I want to live better today than I did on yesterday. Yeah. Listen to me. There's always room for improvement in all of our lives.
Amen.
Like what Moses outlines here in our text here in verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
For he writes, you shall keep my Sabbath, my days of rest. Technically, the seventh day of the week is a day of rest.
Yeah.
But we as Christians, we celebrate the first day of the week, the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
But what I really like in this text is verse 2b, where Moses writes, you shall reverence my sanctuary. Is it in your textbook? You see it?
That's right.
Moses said, you shall. There's no discretion. It's not option. You can't come in here with your own agenda.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
And any church that's set up, that calls itself a church and lets anything go on, I got news for you. That's not a church.
Mm.
That's just a place for somebody to go. The sign of the church is a church ruled and governed by the word of God.
That's it. That's it.
Amen. Moses said, he writes, you shall reverence my sanctuary. Then he says, I am the Lord.
Hmm.
You think you be. You think you bad. But the God I serve, he's undefeated in battle. He's got the whole world in the palm of his hand. This should teach all of us that when we come to church, we are to reverence or respect the sanctuary because it is the house of God.
That's right.
Don't you come in here with no Burger King.
Hmm.
Don't you come in here with McDonald's. Don't you come in here.
Amen.
Making your sandwiches and all this other stuff. Not in the sanctuary. I haven't even got to the bills and how much it costs us to replace things that go on in here. But first and foremost, it's the sanctuary. It's the house of God.
Yeah.
And the sanctuary is where God hang out. And when I come to church, I'm glad to see you. But more importantly, I'm coming to hang out with God.
Yes, sir.
If I had somebody who anybody like hanging out with God, I like hanging out with God. When I hang out with God, he'll hang out with me. When I hang out with God, I know I'm in the arms of Satan. When I hang out with God, I don't have to pay for nothing. He got this. When I hang out with God, I know I can get whatever I want when I hang out with God. That's the reason I like going to church and coming to the sanctuary.
Come on.
I'm getting ready to close. But let me say this. This should teach us that when we come to church, we should already be ready for church before we get to the church. Before we get to the church, we should be thankful to and praising God for all He has done for us all week long. Lord, I've had a hard week. I've been struggling to keep from sinning. And the devil almost got the best of me. But thank you, Lord, for letting me make it to the church house. Baby, just one more time.
One more.
Do I have any real witnesses in here who know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Whenever we come to praise God, we should be excited to come, fellowship, and be around the saints of God. And we should have a made up mind that when we come into the sanctuary, we're coming to give God our best praise, not a lazy praise. Let me say that again. When we come into God's house, we're coming to give God our best praise.
That's it.
Not a lazy praise. Somebody gonna get this after a while. When I come to praise Him, I don't bring God my leftover or a lazy praise. I came to give God my best praise. Why? Because He's been too good for me to give Him leftovers and stuff. I'm gonna say this one more time. When I come to praise God, I came to give Him my best praise and not a lazy praise.
Yeah.
Finally, we should have a made up mind. I'm not going to let anyone hinder my worship or my praise when I come into the sanctuary. Because God has been too good to me.
Too good.
To let anyone or anything hinder my praise when I make it to the sanctuary. Some of us are always worried about what someone is saying about us and what someone is going to say and what they're going to post on Facebook. We always worried about how somebody look at me. Well, get a good close up and look up. God has blessed me over and over and over again. Now, why don't you tweet that? Why don't you post that on Facebook? You don't know when and you don't know where what God did for me. If you only knew where I was and what I used to do and where I was and what I used to think, what I used to smoke, you'd be praying that too. Don't go to praise God. Got a brand new car.
I'm all free.
Sit still in the church.
Sit still.
Had a bad medical report. Won't even raise your hand.
Come on now. Come on.
Got a roof over your head. You slipped out of a car. You
come on.
You better wake up and still talk to me.
Come on.
God ain't need you on this program.
Come on.
And say, that's all right. this jar roll, this is not death roll.